Wow, welcome to Suicide Pact, everyone. We have so much to say on this episode because we didn't blow our entire load on the Patreon talking about Will Smith slapping one Mr. Chris Rock at
the Oscars.
I wish
I could blow a load around here.
Shut up. God damn it. Can we just take one thing at a time? I can't have sex when I know there's podcasting to be done.
That's not what
it is.
It'll just
weigh on my mind.
You're not attracted to
That's
me
not
anymore.
That's not it.
You've fallen out of love with
That's
me.
That's not it. But this whining isn't helping.
Fuck you.
A happy Sunday, folks.
I just want to get the show done so I can get some fucking Thai food.
That's what people want to hear.
I don't give a shit what people want to hear, man.
Don't.
It's over.
What's over?
The whole kit and caboodle.
What are you talking about?
It's done.
What are you talking
about? It's stupid. It's a pipe dream.
Stop.
It's pointless.
We have to do it.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to tell you. I don't know what I'm going to say because I haven't done anything today besides play Elden Ring because it rained all day.
Yeah. But yesterday you did comedy and
who gives a shit
karaoke.
About that? Karaoke. I don't do karaoke.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
You didn't do it last night.
Well,
you signed up and you left.
In the bathroom when they called my name.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know. I thought I had a long time. There were so many people ahead of me.
They went through all of them and they had all left.
That is fucking just my luck.
Whatever. You don't want to do it when there's nobody in the room anyway.
Yeah, it was a duet and my partner had already left. So I didn't know what I would have done in that situation.
What song were you going to do?
Nothing's going to stop us now by Starship.
Starship. Jefferson?
I think it's like an offshoot. They did
no,
so many.
They did
don't
Jefferson.
Say no.
Airplane. And then
yeah.
It was Jefferson...
Starship.
Starship.
And
it
then,
wasn't just called... Really? There's just a Starship?
I don't know if that's true, but I think it is. Let me
so
Google
there's
it.
There's three bands?
Yeah, they couldn't make up their minds. It's like this podcast. Starship band. Say fucking something.
No.
Starship band.
I won't do it.
Yeah, initially a continuation of Jefferson Starship, it underwent a change in musical direction. See, this is what happens when you have commitment issues and probably
cocaine
borderline
issues.
Personality disorder or something. Why not just stick with Jefferson Airplane? Why did they change
because
it?
Because Jefferson left. The lead singer,
so
Jeff
they were
Jefferson.
Like, what do we do? Jefferson's gone. Okay,
yeah.
We'll change it to...
Just
Jefferson
Starship.
Starship, and they're like, fuck.
No, no, when Jefferson left, they changed
up.
It to Starship.
No, I'm saying why did they change it from Jefferson Airplane to begin with? Were they like, listen, we're living in a high-tech, fancy future now. We're not doing airplane shit.
Right.
That's
no.
For babies.
I do think that they were just doing a lot of cocaine, and they were like, now it's like... Man, we should be like the Starship, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's a cocaine
we're
conversation.
Beyond the sky.
We should
we're
make
out
worse music. Because like, isn't that the thing? Like Jefferson Airplane's good and Jefferson Starship is ass?
I would believe
we
it.
We built this city on...
Is that Starship or Airplane?
That's Starship.
Okay. Yeah, that's not like a... That's a fun song.
No, that song sucks.
It's fun.
And what was Jefferson's Jefferson Airplane?
Jefferson Airplane, is that with Grace Slick?
Is that White Rabbit and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that song's great.
Okay.
Isn't Grace Slick like a hot babe? One of those hot babes?
Yeah. Yeah. I get her mixed up with Pat Benatar for some reason. Grace Slick. Hot babe or no? I'm asking Google. I Googled Grace Slick question mark. She's all right.
Yeah, she's
some-
cute. She's cute. I
don't know.
Yeah, she's got
she
you
had
know,
a
she's
very
got 70s head.
Haunting voice and look in her eyes. She's kind of hot there.
Yeah.
This is, you know, you'll
pretty
have to
good.
Be Googling along with us as you listen.
Right. It's an interactive podcast. So, what else is going on?
We should, you know how we're worried about changing the name? We're not actually going to change the name for anyone wondering, but like... It's really getting harder and harder to use the word suicide in places. And we're like, what if we change our name?
Yeah.
What if we change it to Suicide Starship?
Jefferson suicide.
Jefferson suicide.
We fixed the problem. Everybody's so confused they can't be upset.
Well, we did. If you want to hear our Will Smith, Chris Rock take, sign up for the Patreon if you haven't already. Because we already talked about it there. Embarrassingly enough. I don't think. Is there anything we said that you, or anything you've thought of since then that you wish you had mentioned?
Well, I think I said on the Patreon that Will Smith and his family aren't very remorseful. But I think it is coming out more and more that he's pretty, like, apologetic.
Yeah.
Like, he's putting out more statements, and he, you know, he seems like he knows he fucked up. On the Patreon, I was like, fuck these assholes. They're kind of celebrating what happened, but I don't think that's the case. That's it.
It is weird to be, like, upset because it's so shocking, and then in the aftermath, I'm like, well, I don't want Will Smith to feel bad.
Oh. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. Man, we've been seeing a lot of galaxy brain takes.
Mm.
And the new one is that, like, Will Smith has worse things have happened to him than Kyle Rittenhouse. He's seen more consequences than Kyle Rittenhouse.
The connections that people are making are so, they're just swinging wildly. It's just, okay, yeah, I guess, like, Jeffrey Dahmer got off easier than Will Smith. Didn't he just, like, die of cancer? Or was he beaten to death in jail? I don't know.
Don't bring up it's things all... you don't know about.
Exactly. I don't know. It just sounds so silly.
Yeah, I think
so
he went to jail.
What
was Jeffrey Dahmer's deal? He liked to eat people?
Mm-hmm.
But he was gay.
I was, that's what he went to jail for.
Yeah.
I was...
Back then, it was a felony to be gay.
Crime.
Was it ever illegal to be gay in this country? I guess sodomy is illegal.
Is it currently?
Oh, good question. Siri, where are you?
No. Siri, can you have butt sex legally? There's absolutely no way.
Illegal?
There's no way sodomy is illegal.
How do you spell sodomy?
S-O-D-O-M-Y.
Oh, this is a sin.
Yeah, duh. I mean...
Yeah, duh, it's a sin. We know that. Under common law, sodomy mainly consists of anal sex. However, in the U.S., the term eventually included oral sex as well as anal sex.
What?
As recently as 1960, sodomy was considered illegal for everyone in the U.S.
What the
But
fuck?
The law banning sodomy was often enforced only against homosexuals.
Bullshit.
Oh, so you can fuck your wife in the ass, you just can't fuck your boyfriend in the ass.
It's a sacrament.
I knew it was illegal at one time. So I guess homosexuality was illegal
so
at one point.
So fucking stupid.
And really, you could...
So, like, you better not be putting anything in each other's butts. We'll send you to jail. Yeah, what? Why
Come
do they
on.
Hate people having fun?
I don't know. They're like you. They're like, no sexual acts around here.
Until you've done
that
your
was all
podcasting.
You would have thrived in the 60s.
You're a
you
jerk.
You would have been like,
no,
I love it here.
That was free love. Everybody was sodomizing each other back
then. Not if you were a good patriot.
Oh, yeah.
You just fuck your wife in the ass. And you go to work.
Yeah.
At the tie-dye factory. That's where you work.
You know, that was like part of, it was a huge part of the economy back
oh,
then.
Oh, I know.
Tie-dye t-shirts and things.
Right. There was a big recession when people stopped wearing that.
And women had to go to the tie-dye factories when men went off to Vietnam.
Right. That is true. Yeah.
So.
Rosie the tie-dyer.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
famous woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was Rosie the Riveter for Halloween once in college. I thought it was the coolest, most inventive costume.
Yeah, you were like a girl boss.
I'm still a girl boss.
No. You're a girl employee.
Oh, no. We have nothing to talk about.
No, we're halfway done. 9 minutes.
I think I did write something down.
When you were like, let's talk about the slap on the Patreon, I was like, well, that's all I fucking
what the
have
fuck?
To talk about.
We would, you know, we're between a rock and a hard place, as they say, because we're gonna talk
I wish
about.
I was in a hard place.
Shut up!
Dick wise.
Because whichever episode we choose to talk about the slap on, that's the only thing that's happened this week.
Yeah.
And everyone...
Nothing happened in Ukraine.
Zero. That war is actually over. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. The slap ended it.
The people, like Putin and Zelensky were like, hey, seeing what happened with Chris Rock and Will Smith, we've decided to put down our weapons and set aside our differences for the sake of brotherhood.
Funny? Like, this is when you want Trump in office, though, because Biden is like, his press secretary is like, he's got a lot on his plate right now. He didn't watch the Oscars. He doesn't have any comment. You know, because some asshole reporter always asks.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Well, what did you think about the breakup between, right. you know? But Trump always has an answer.
Oh, man, you know? Yeah, he would, yeah.
What would he say? He probably has put out a statement about it.
I feel like he would side with Will Smith based on celebrity alone. He's just like a little bit higher up on the tier,
I guess,
the Hollywood tier.
I don't know. No, I bet he would do one of his Trumpisms where it's like, wow, a lot of people are talking about it. A lot of people are talking about the slap.
Yeah.
Crazy. That's crazy what happened.
He doesn't
one
say
of the all-time slaps of all time.
Is the biggest slap, they always say. Nobody's ever slapped as much as that slap slapped.
Somebody was sharing his video where I forget who he finds out somebody's dead. I think it's like Ruth Bader Ginsburg or something. He gets off a flight and they're like, did you hear the news? He's like, no, she just died. Wow. Whether you agree with her or not. And some of us didn't agree with her. She lived an amazing life.
You can't deny that she did die.
He goes, actually, that does make me sad, but I disagree with her. Or whatever. He did that with a few people, like John McCain and stuff. He's like,
meanwhile,
they are dead. Yes.
Joe Biden's like, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she was my mother, and I miss her every day. He referred to his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, I saw this in an article, as Obama's vice president.
No.
Yeah.
When recently?
Like yesterday.
Oh my God.
He was honoring her for some shit and he accidentally he called her the vice president.
Oh my God. The first gentleman is very funny.
Yeah.
That's how we have Doug. To refer to. Is that his name? Doug? Oh my God.
Doug.
That's his fucking name.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Doug, the first gentleman. No, the second gentleman.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, second gentleman. Second gentleman,
Doug.
Fuck out of
here, Doug. You go wait in the car. Don't touch. You don't get to eat the spinach dip.
Don't touch that, Doug.
We'll tell you when the Super Bowl's over.
That's not for you. I wonder what he does. Do you think he like pitter patters around whatever? Does the vice president get a mansion the way that? Like, for a second, I thought they all lived in the White House together, like all four of them.
They all sleep in a big bed with like nightcaps on.
Like the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory grandparents.
Yeah. Feet
to head, cowboy style, so that they don't have sex.
Is that what it's called, cowboy style?
Yeah, so that they don't fuck each other in the night.
Well, if we're to believe the movies, cowboys are always fucking each other.
Well, yeah. Now that we've uncovered the truth.
Right. Well, okay, so yeah, I think the vice president gets a house too.
Okay.
But it's just not as...
Probably
the
not
White
as
House
big.
Even nice?
It's really? Pretty nice. I mean, I've never been inside of it. Who knows if it's even real?
Didn't Trump say it was like a piece of garbage? Or was that Beetlejuice from the Howard Stern show? You know, when he like moved in, he was like, this is a shithole compared to my golden apartment. And
I'm sure he said that. It sounds right. Because
it's like a million years old, right?
Yeah.
There's like slaves buried there or something.
My God.
The walls or something. And it's probably just like rat infested.
No,
nah,
I think they probably take care of it. This is, I don't know where this logic is coming from. I'm sure they take care of it.
Just when you see pictures of it, you're like, yeah, that's pretty nice.
Oh yeah, I think it looks great.
It's not the Kremlin.
I saw,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen the Kremlin in
Kremlin's
a while.
Kremlin's amazing. You got these tables
that
are a mile long, and
that
the roof
is cool.
Is, you know,
lots of gold,
3 miles in the air. Yeah,
Russians love to. They're like ostentatious. They like to show off their gold and their jewels.
What's the point of being like a world leader if you don't get some kind of... Because are we to believe that once you get out of... Because what happens, you get out of the White House and then you just make a bunch of money giving speeches at like Halliburton or whatever, you know? And so you're fucking rich as shit.
Right.
So let's show it off a little.
I get, you know? Yeah. I still think it's very nice. I remember looking at a gallery when they decorated it for Christmas. It's very, very nice. It's a mansion.
Okay.
I don't know when they have time to renovate it, though. You know, I'm sure it requires a lot of upkeep.
You get
to
do whatever you want, too, when you get in there, right? You just like tear down the Lincoln bedroom and put in an arcade.
I want a Jeff Koons statue. Please.
I want a hot tub in the Oval Office.
That would be great.
Yeah. I hate this desk. You just light it on fire. That ancient, like, important desk.
Take down the Kennedy.
Do you think they all have sex on that desk? No, they're probably not even having sex
anymore. No, because I would assume...
Kennedy did, for sure.
Yeah.
He sodomized some people on that desk.
Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
It's not illegal if you're the president.
That's true.
Unless you're gay.
You've thrown me so off. Of course, here. Thinking of Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
That reminded me, I'm watching the Andy Warhol documentary.
Yeah.
And it made me realize that I run my stupid fucking mouth.
You're just realizing this? Can I speak on that? Can I say something about that?
I run my mouth so much when I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Right.
So I feel like for years, and I've probably mentioned on this podcast how I feel about Andy Warhol.
Yeah, he paints soup. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, fuck that guy.
I've said that too.
He's a fucking asshole. But I didn't know a thing about him. And he's a lot more complex, obviously. He's a lot more interesting. He's a lot more.
He wears a wig.
He does wear. I didn't even know until I watched the documentary. I just never really thought about it.
Yeah, me either. I bet if I thought about it for 2 seconds, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's a wig.
Yeah, yeah, of course. But I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. He is really fascinating and problematic, as they've discovered.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't a fan of black people.
But no, here's the thing. They get into it because he like used the N-word in his diaries and stuff. He was like, for all intents and purposes, obviously racist, yes, but... I think beyond that, he had like a lot of really close friendships and think with all sorts of different types of people.
Oh, he had a black friend. Okay. Is that what you're saying?
Okay.
Oh, okay. No, what I think is white person talking point.
He's beyond racist. I admitted he
is.
You're such a piece of shit. He is racist. But the thing about Andy Warhol is
two black men can't slap each other.
Let me talk about race uncomfortably for a second. No, I think that he's like a equal opportunity bigot where he hates everyone. Like, I think he looks down on absolutely everyone looked unless they provided some sort of like aesthetic currency or vibes or cool, like, you know, he was a classist. He collected people, but you didn't have to be wealthy per se. You had to be like
hot, cool.
Hot and cool. Or like bring something to the table artistically. And there were really only a handful of people I think he respected, and everyone else he was like, fuck you, you're trash.
Yeah, yeah, like Grace Jones is hot as hell.
Yeah.
You know, she's not an N-word.
Yeah, yeah, he was like, but then like obviously he's using the N-word, he is racist, but like he's just, it's just
and
like
this
more
is your
complicated
hero now,
than
you said?
No.
You really like him?
No, I still don't like him. Well, no. I mean, I just think he's complicated, and it was a really interesting documentary.
Yeah, I have to watch it because you keep going, wow, he was so interesting. There were so many parts of him, and maybe he didn't suck. And then you're like, but he did say the N-word a lot, and also he was like a devout capitalist. And
oh, he, yeah. He was like, I think business is art. Yeah, I think money is art.
He would just
call things art in order to get away from any like negative connotations. I actually think business is art. Okay, well, good. I think the farther along you get, the more you dislike him. But then the it's 6 hours worth of documentary.
Yeah,
it's
that's
just
more than
like,
genius or whatever that movie was called.
Genius. But yeah, it was exactly like that. Like the same thing with Kanye. You're like, people roll their eyes when you say his name now, but he's very fascinating. He's done a lot of shit that people are mad at him for, but that's what makes for an interesting person.
Yeah, and I guess you don't really get to see anybody in the world we live in, like, who is interesting unless they have that, you know, drive to make money and succeed in like kind of a, because we live in a capitalist society. Yeah. So the most interesting man in the world who lives in a shed with his dog and makes art and has incredible thoughts and, you know.
Yeah, we just don't get to see
that. We're never going to meet that guy. You meet people like that in your life and then they disappear in the woods somewhere and you get never to be
heard
from.
Who are all these interesting people that are disappearing into the woods from your life?
Well, I had a guy I went to high school with who was really like charismatic and just kind of an interesting free spirit type of guy. And like, I think he moved to like Idaho or something.
Off the grid.
I think he got remarried. I don't know. He has no social media.
Amazing.
You know, every once in a while, he'll pop up. Somebody will take a picture of him and tag him on Facebook or something. He's got a big curly mustache and a long beard. And he was also like the most handsome guy at our fucking high school. Everybody loved him. And he just
Is he a farmer now?
I don't know what he does. I think he got married to a woman with kids and like adopted all their kids. And now he seems to just like split wood and go to baseball games and stuff.
Do
I don't know.
Maybe you're romanticizing his life because he's...
No, I'm not romanticizing his life at all. I'm just saying like he was an interesting guy and there he goes off into because he has no drive to like, you know, move to the city and make it in literally anything. He
right.
He's just
kind
of an interesting person. But if he wanted to be like a comedian or a writer or something and he had and also had that drive to get money and to impress people and stuff like that, I think a lot of people will be like, wow, this guy's great.
Right. Yeah,
but
he
has none of that. So he just lives in the woods. And I think there's many people like that. I have another friend who was I went to high school with who was just like this like hippie kid who like he would go to raves and stuff. He would come to class on acid and stuff. He was just really interesting.
Yeah.
Especially for our town where, you know, where I grew up.
Right.
And he lives somewhere
in the woods.
I don't know, because they drop off the grid, you know? They go off social media.
Wild how we've now become conditioned, at least I am. If somebody gets rid of social media, they don't exist to me anymore.
I mean...
How will I know if they die? I won't.
Well, that's what's cool about it, too, because you go, at any given time, I could kind of fake my death here. You know, not really. Not to a point where people are going to, like, hold a service for me, but, like, it's almost better, because you just, like...
You
I'm
get
gone
to
now. I'm smoke.
Yeah,
I'm in the wind, baby.
That
call me the breeze.
I do think that would feel really good too.
Because I could just keep on rolling down
just
the road.
Stop talking.
I'm a rolling stone.
You deactivate.
I ain't got no moss on me.
Shut up. That would feel really good.
I just get on a bus.
No, just to deactivate social media.
I want
to
get on a bus.
Shut up. Get on a bus then.
All right.
There's buses all over the city. Go where would you...
Those buses just go to other parts of the city, though.
I couldn't tell you where any bus in the city goes.
Yeah, you're afraid of buses.
I'm scared.
It's just like the subway, but on land.
I don't get it.
It's not under the ground.
But, well, they don't make, like, it's so much more streamlined on the subway. The automated announcements, they show you exactly the stop on the...
I think you're just used to the subway, because the subway is... nonsense. Like when you imagine just getting off the boat and coming to New York City and it's like, do I want to go to Ditmars or do I want to go to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Coney Island or whatever, you know? You look at these signs, it doesn't say, it should say fucking uptown and downtown. And then you just do that. Brooklyn, Queens, you know, the Bronx. Those should be, and you're like, okay, I know I want to go in the direction of uptown.
Yeah.
To get on the uptown subway. But it says some nonsense
like
street.
New Utrecht.
Yeah. Do you want to go to New Utrecht?
Fuck.
Nobody's ever seen
Dutch
that.
Shit.
New Utrecht, it doesn't exist.
Mm. Yeah, it's made up.
Nobody's ever been there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So like the subway is not less or yeah it's not less complicated than buses. You're just you kind of understand.
I completely disagree.
Well,
stand
you don't
by
get to
what
disagree.
I said.
You don't get to disagree with the facts.
No, I'm just saying
facts don't care about your feelings.
I'm just saying,
and you don't care about my horny feelings.
That reminds me. Shut up. That reminds me that once again, did not read the article, but saw a headline that said that Ben Shapiro, his media company, is dumping $100 million into children's content in order to combat woke Disney.
Sure.
Because they're adding gay characters. Like, I had no idea that Ben Shapiro cost that much money or was worth that much money.
Well, you know, you said that to me before and I was like, wow, that is crazy. But then I'm like, okay, so Ben Shapiro is like a businessman.
Yeah.
Above anything else. Like, if you watch any of his stuff, he interrupts himself constantly to sell you life insurance and shit.
Oh, really?
So I don't even know if he is, like, making all that money. He could be taking out some kind of loan and being like, oh, well, this is going to make money for me eventually because all these Republicans are going to have their kids watch this stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
What's going on with woke Disney? Because everybody's mad at Disney.
Somebody's kissing somebody in the Buzz Lightyear. They're doing sodomy in Buzz Lightyear.
Yes. Who's that girl that's so funny on Instagram? I don't know her name. She has short hair. She does the fashion blogs.
Marine Machine, I think her name is.
Yeah, she did a video where she's like a Republican woman. She's got lipstick all over her teeth and she's yelling about how Buzz Lightyear can't be gay. It's very good. I highly recommend it.
Really?
That's how I found out about it.
Yeah.
But I don't think Buzz Lightyear is gay. That's a bridge too far.
He's a spaceman. He's a red-blooded American spaceman. He can't be gay.
He's a Marine.
Mm-hmm. Is he a Marine?
I don't know. A lot of people who go into space are in the military.
But he's fictional even in the world of Toy Story.
Right, but this is the fictional story that the toy is based off of.
Okay.
You get me?
All right.
Which I think is a little repetitive because we already did this before when I was a kid. There was a Buzz Lightyear TV show that was, you know, him in space with his friends.
They did do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was great. It was a good show.
Well,
show.
They figured it could make more money by bringing it to theaters.
I'll watch it.
No. Yeah. We watched that Red Panda period piece.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I say my opinion on that? Or am I going to get arrested?
Well, I don't know what your opinion is.
I've told you before.
Is
off
it
mic.
Highly problematic? Oh.
It's racial.
Okay, I remember. Wait, there's a way you could word this delicately that I think is okay.
A lot of the Pixar stuff that's coming out, or just in general, a lot of stories I hear from people from different cultures, they seem to all have one story to tell, and that story is my mom is kind of a bitch. That's what Encanto...
Encanto, yeah.
Is about, kind of.
Yeah, it was
that's
like
what the Red Panda
the matriarch
movie's about. That's what a lot of stand-up comedy is about. My mom is this overbearing cunt that is just this shadow in my life. You know what I mean? That's
yeah.
Just like, cast this dark shadow over my entire life. And my main trauma is my mother.
Yeah.
And I hate her guts.
But they don't. They're...
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. That's the
but
end of
they're
the movie.
Like they're so conflicted because all they want to do is make their mom proud, but it's hard to do because of
You can get into the minutia of it,
generational
but it seems like
trauma, I guess.
The girl in I like the Red Panda movie, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I think it looked incredible. That's what I want from a Pixar movie. When you go like, when you just find yourself looking at fur. And you're like, holy fucking shit, the future is now.
Finally perfected fur.
Well, do you remember when Monsters, Inc. came out?
Yeah.
And like seeing Sully for the first time?
You feel like you could pet him. Like you could feel exactly what he feels like.
I think that was the first time, or at least one of the first times, that they could make hair and fur move as opposed to being like a clump.
Yeah.
So it was really mind-blowing. But now it's gotten to the point where it's like matted and like flowing and stuff and just that, but then on top of that they really did a great job with kind of like, I don't know, anime-esque like big jumps and I don't know
what the movements
stuff.
Do you think maybe they did some motion capture?
Maybe. I don't know
anything about
it's cool
anything.
To like combine hyper realistic textures and stuff with cartoon features, you know, because they learned their lesson about the uncanny valley around like was the snow movie.
Yeah, the Polar Express.
And then like Beowulf and stuff. And people are like, ew, gross, I don't like it. So then they're like, okay, we're going to go hyper cartoony, but we're still going to keep improving on our textures and you know, sunsets and grass and stuff like
yeah.
that. And it has resulted in a really cool, immersive experience, I thought.
Yeah, it was really beautiful.
But yeah, anyway, but everybody just hates their fucking mom, though.
This one was confusing because there's a lot of those where their mom is this one-dimensional kind of like villain, but this mom was like really nice and really overbearing and terrible at the same time.
That was Encanto too, though.
Yeah, the grandma, like the main matriarch, was kind of
matriarch.
She was kind of a bitch. She was more of a bitch than the mom in Red.
Yeah, but it's like degrees. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think the main message here is that like the matriarch is very controlling and has a vision for how you should live your life, and you're kind of in this prison, this mental prison.
It's
trying to please this person.
Generational trauma. Because they showed the mom's mom in this, and she's even more of a bitch. It's like a Russian nesting doll
of
bitchiness.
Yeah.
But it helps you understand.
But it's also about your period or something?
I guess, yeah.
Is it about being trans?
I thought it was just about puberty, but that's the thing. That's the beautiful thing about it, is it's a really broad metaphor, so it's about any kind of change.
Remember when they said all pandas matter or something? No, it wasn't that. They said...
my panda, my choice?
No, my... Yeah,
yeah, she said, my panda, my choice. Like, we were like, what?
Is it about abortion?
What the fuck is happening? Yeah, that was the one moment where we were both like, that was bad. That was weird and bad that they did that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's just a broad metaphor. So people getting upset about it for any specific reasons. Like, I know you said like certain conservative people were upset because it like is about periods.
Yeah, yeah.
Which it isn't. That's how metaphors work. It's about whatever... you want whatever is like encompassed in this. It's about change.
It's about changing. It's about growing up.
Yeah,
but part of that is puberty. Liking boys and stuff.
Just seemed like puberty to me. She was very horny.
Yeah, she was horny as hell
for boy bands, which is great. And it was set in 2002, which is
interesting. Weird. Yeah, to
or
see something
2000
that's like a period piece about, you know, the recent past or whatever. I don't know why. There's no reason for it to be set at that time.
There really wasn't. I didn't understand that at all.
And I didn't even think they did a great job at that. They're using
slang that
they use now, and like, it's like Tamagotchis are all the rage. It's like, is that right? Is that the right timing for that?
That seems slightly off. Yeah, that was weird and unnecessary, and not. I thought it was fine. I give it like a B overall.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't like grab me, but I didn't hate it. I liked Encanto more.
Hmm. I don't think I liked Encanto more. I did like Encanto.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I guess it's whatever mood you're in when you're watching shit.
Yeah.
I'll say like it just looked so cool to me. The Red Panda movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Their expressions and the panda itself and how they introduce more pandas as time goes on, and you're like, oh, what's the next one gonna look like? You get excited to see how they're gonna change the features and stuff just because it's so beautifully done. That's like the cartoon nerd in me coming out during this movie, whereas in Encanto it looked a lot like a lot of other movies. I think
the actual story of Red got a little wacky for me, where it felt like they kind of lost it for a moment at the end. I was like, this is kind of fucking insane.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
fine, but it just started to feel unstable. Like,
it
I don't know.
Unsane.
It was insane. I wanted to talk about somehow tie Andy Warhol back into all of this, but I don't know. I guess the discussion about like whether or not Andy Warhol is like problematic. I think that's important to discuss, or font, or valid, or fair, or whatever. But like,
sounds fun. That's
but
a,
like,
that's my voice.
But like, it's what at this point, like, what's the point?
Yes. Because
I just finished my second book of the year. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Ham on Rye by Charles Bukowski. And I saw...
Because you're a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to catch up with things I missed in the past. But once again, when you search Bukowski, I was trying to read what are people saying about... I was actually trying to figure out if... You know how it's like pretty much an autobiography?
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out if this...
He's like, there's this guy named...
Yeah. Henry Chinaski.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's a character named Becker, and I was trying... He's a writer, and I was trying to figure out if that was a real person.
Yeah, he was in that show, Becker.
It's Ted Danson.
Yeah, it's Ted Danson.
Anyway, people start talking about how, like, on his Wikipedia page, it's, like, about his, like, problematic, like, views towards women and how he's abusive and stuff. And
well, I don't know how you're supposed to ever read a story about somebody who was a heinous piece of shit if... all the heinous pieces of shit get like swept under the rug, right? Or like, you know, denied a platform.
Right. Yeah. 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 I mean, I think
like
those...
if we, Louis did some fucked up shit because he's a fucked up guy, and yeah, he's been broadcasting that to you for a long time. Bukowski, you think he's like, you know, he's got no skeletons in his closet.
Yeah.
He's like a prolific alcoholic.
Yeah.
He hates women. He, you know what I mean? And that's, weirdly, and I don't know how human nature works, that's the appeal of him, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I like, find let me... him very interesting, and
right,
it doesn't make me want to act the way that he acts.
It's like the same as, like, you know how sometimes you get fascinated by, like, the macabre? Like, I mean, all the billions of true crime podcasts or,
yeah,
you know, whatever, just a haunted house. Imagine there's a ghost baby because it was decapitated or something. Like, that's the most horrible thing
yeah,
ever.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
horrible.
Yeah.
But you embrace it because, I don't know. I don't know why we work the way we work. But this is part of that, you know? Like,
well, because
what if what if you just embraced all your hedonistic, horrible, like, self-loathing,
yeah,
hateful personality traits? It's like, that's what Bukowski did. You can read that through him.
That's what artists do for you.
Right.
So that you don't go around beating up women. You, like, it's this cathartic sort of, like... Oh wow, you're learning through somebody else.
Yeah, I don't know if it stops you from doing anything that you would have done otherwise.
Yeah,
but I think it's more like you're it's the reason people are fascinated by serial killers. You're like, wow, this is not me. This
right,
is crazy.
Yeah,
I wouldn't behave this way.
And you get to, it's like,
and you could fantasize almost about doing it too, and you still did nothing wrong. You're just on your couch, you know.
Yeah, you get to be a little voyeur.
Explore yeah,
those like dark recesses of the human mind without doing anything wrong.
Right. And if people come along and they're like, well, that guy, he was bad to women or something, so we should like get
that's
rid
like,
of him.
Honestly, why people like him.
Yes.
That's the appeal of
yes,
him. As,
yeah,
as fucked up as that is, it's like, where else are you going to read that?
Right.
Where else are you going to hear about? I don't know. I'm not.
Don't make him your idol.
This isn't support either. It's
right,
just it's what makes him unique. What is my point? I don't know. I
you
just
don't,
like,
you don't make him your idol. And also, like, if he were alive,
yeah,
we could have a different conversation, but he's fucking not.
Send
he's
him
dead
to jail. Yeah.
So fuck it.
I am like lashing out at people who don't even exist. I'm sure this Bukowski
oh come on
argument has been settled a long time
no,
ago.
No,
like,
there's
not
all
settled,
these,
but like
there's no argument. First of all, no argument is ever settled ever these days, because
yeah,
if any conclusion is reached,
yeah,
there are billions of people who didn't read that conclusion and start the argument up again somewhere else. That's why nothing
yeah,
ever gets done. And that's
Will
why
Smith
we keep...
is facing more consequences than Charles Bukowski ever
yeah,
could. Anytime something new happens, you could just tie it back to somebody in the past who did something wrong. And
right,
like,
yeah, you
oh,
don't have to
boy,
address the current situation.
You just gotta go, like, so many people are bringing up new things, like
so
we're all talking about Will Smith slapping people. Meanwhile, men have been forcibly kissing women on stage at the Oscars for years and no one said a word. I mean, wrong, people said things, but
also,
we
what
did...
do you want right,
right
now? What would you have me do? Do you want me to get a tattoo that says
"Don't kiss
stop...
ladies at the Oscars"?
Yeah, exactly. And then, or are you saying, is the point you're making that we should do nothing to Will Smith?
Yeah,
is that your point? Because
wait,
we did nothing for the
the men that kiss. Like, I can't. You tell me your fucking the point you're trying
you
to make.
You know what the point is. The point is to be the most annoying person on Twitter.
The point is to get all those retweets.
It's the actually guy. Women don't think they can be the actually guy.
Women don't think they can do anything wrong. Women don't think they can be losers.
You sound like Bukowski.
Hey. That's my book you're reading. I'll just say that. You borrowed that from me.
Can I just say, you know how sometimes people podcasts will have a Patreon and they have a goal? Like, if we get to this many subscribers, we'll do this fucking wild thing.
Oh, yeah.
If we get to, like, what's a crazy number? Like, 500?
Well, I don't know what the thing is you're going to say.
You get a tattoo that says, "Don't kiss ladies at the Oscars"?
I would get I would not get that tattoo.
Why?
Because that's ridiculous. That's not even a good riff that we just did.
That's why I like it. It's so stupid.
If it was like a really funny thing that we keep bringing, like I would get like Chinese ladies tattooed on my ass or
just
something.
Chinese ladies
on
your ass?
Yeah, just the word Chinese lady. Or like a Chinese lady. Like,
no, wow. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay. What's the line?
But yeah. Right, so what would the number have to be?
Oh, I would do it. Like, how many do we have now? 44?
I have no idea.
If we got like 80,
no,
I would get.
You got a good. The point is for us. You can't be like, I'll do it tomorrow for free.
No, I would literally would.
I know you would, but the point is, the goal is to get more subscribers.
I know, but we have 40, right?
What if we get to 100?
Okay.
Okay. Well,
you know, 80 is more than 40, right?
I understand, but that's
it's double. I just did that in my head.
You're getting Chinese ladies tattooed on your ass.
It doesn't have to be that.
Your threshold needs to be a little higher just to have some respect.
I honestly want it to be dumber than that, too. Okay. You know, and also more universal. Like, I don't care about my body or my life, but I would like to have something that when people see it, they're like, either like, what the fuck?
What if it says my panda, my choice on your butt?
No, because that wasn't even.
From your favorite film. Your favorite quote from your favorite film.
Okay, maybe.
Okay.
We'll take suggestions.
Okay. We'll narrow it down. And then,
I don't know if people know this, but if you sign up for the Patreon, you're immediately added to the Discord where we discuss. We're constantly talking about stuff. No, somebody writes something in there once
non-stop,
a week.
Non-stop, yeah.
But yeah, you can't have direct access to us when we open that
We
app.
Give you our phone number.
I would do that.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. I'd rather you
I would do anything today, I think.
I know.
Kind of hungover, and I want to go to dinner.
So tired and delirious. I wish I had a better grasp on what I'm feeling about Warhol and Bukowski, but it also feels like such a tired, like, debate topic. It's like, people are always going to have problems with problematic people, but I think the appeal of problematic people is that they're problematic and not glorifying what they do, but sort of, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's also something to be said for a different time.
Yeah.
Although, yeah.
Bukowski's fucking wild, too. I can't imagine that. Like, he must have been.
He just goes to the track and bets and punches ladies, right, or something? I can't remember. I haven't read any of his stuff for a long time.
He drinks so much. Like, he'll drink, like, a bottle and a half of whiskey and then just punch his best friend in the face for sport. And they will just start, like, destroying the room that they're in and killing each other. And then they'll just, like, stop. But he'll pass out and wake up. And then they'll be like, okay, let's have another drink. And never talk about
it
again.
That's awesome.
It's wild. He, at the end of Ham on Rye.
Dudes rule.
After,
right, guys?
After he gets into that fight where he destroys the room in the boarding house he's staying in, he wakes up underneath the bed. His friend has left. He's covered in blood and vomit. And the landlady is, like, trying to get in. And he won't let her in. And she has these handymen staked out outside pretending to do work just so that they can, like, bum rush him when he opens the door. So he gets his typewriter, he packs his shit, he gets his typewriter in one of the like hard typewriter cases, and as soon as he opens the door, he tries to run to the stairwell, and this guy tries to stop him, and he just smashes his head with the typewriter and it against the wall. Like, the in between the wall and the typewriter is this man's head, and he said the crack sound it made, he was like nothing he had ever heard before, and he was probably dead. And you're just like, this is also on top of everything, a murderer, maybe? Like,
yeah.
He killed a guy.
Yeah,
I mean, that, but, that but, like, actually happened.
If he hadn't written this stuff down, we wouldn't know about it. That's so great. That's what's cool, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
it's not cool that he did it, but it's cool that he wrote it down and we get to, I don't know.
My hot take.
Jack off to it or whatever.
My hot take is that literature can't be problematic because it's so, like, inherently.
I mean, there's some people that must, like, very much test that theory.
Yeah. Whatever, yeah. Push don't read Mein Kampf or whatever.
I don't want
but...
to have any fucking hot takes.
Okay, sorry.
I don't want to have an opinion on anything.
Okay, yeah. I take back everything I've said. I don't have any opinions on anything either.
I do think
because that's what my man says.
I do still think it's very funny that people are equating this slap that happened to whatever they want to talk about.
Yeah.
Whatever they already wanted to bring up. It's just to any. Injustice that's ever happened in the world. It's
it
like,
actually
well,
has
we haven't dealt with climate change.
A lot to do with the Dakota Pipeline, if you think about it.
Right. It's very funny. What about my thing I want to talk about? I was saying to you, like, if you're a race educator, it's about race or whatever. If you talk about gender all the time, the slap is about gender. And then, like, if it's your wife, the slap is about how you don't pick your socks up in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's actually what the entire crux of this argument is about. Man, I think I said this on the Patreon episode, but I'll just say it here. This whole discourse disturbed me more than... or exhausted me more than like vaccine debates or any of the COVID stuff. It was, people got so weird.
Yeah.
So weird on this one. I guess because everyone has an opinion. A lot of people, we hear a lot of people's dumb opinions about COVID, but those are people who are like, you have to read an article or two. You can, I think everyone has an opinion on Will Smith and Chris Rock because that's like the most accessible shit.
Yeah, it's very easy. Yeah. Like, you could take in all the information. You go, like, you start talking about COVID. You quickly realize that you don't know anything about diseases and vaccines and stuff, but it's like, well, I could see that guy slapped that guy.
Yeah.
And I know that guy from the show.
From my TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's about.
And here's why it actually happened to me personally.
Fuck me. It's not good, folks. It's not good.
What else are we going to do?
I don't know. I wonder if anybody's going to slap anybody on the Grammys tonight. Is that on?
It should be starting pretty soon.
Who would watch that? Who even makes music these days? I know Billie Eilish and Lil Nas X. That's the end of the people I know.
Is Neil Young still making music?
No.
Do you know that Louis is nominated for a Grammy?
Louis is?
For his new
album. Oh my goodness.
Album. Isn't that so weird?
That is weird. Okay, so Will Smith is getting kicked out of the Academy, and old jerking off in front of ladies Louie over here is nominated for a Grammy.
You know
how
that is.
How about we deal
it.
With that first?
That is.
Before you send a black man into the, before you shoot him into the sun, which I've seen a lot of people suggest we should do.
I bet you that take is out there right now. Verbatim.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I do think it's weird. You know what, the Grammys, somebody else, like Marilyn Manson, is actively on part of some like legal battle with his ex for like really disturbing abuse shit, and the Grammys addressed it and they're like, oh, we don't take personal life into account. So
oh wow.
Like, okay.
And nobody will, like, because that didn't get out there because no blue check mark has tweeted about this yet. That's just
because no one gives a fuck about the Grammys. It's so boring. Like, I don't, everyone loves music, but for some reason the Grammys itself is just like, seriously, who watches that?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I did when I was a kid. I can't remember.
Yeah.
The thing with Marilyn Manson, and I don't know, I'd have to read up on everything he's accused of doing. I think we did a fucking uninformed podcast about this already.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that one.
But what did we say on there?
I don't remember. That's best, just
to apologize. anyway, like, his whole thing when Columbine happened, you know, they said that those kids listened to Marilyn Manson, which I don't even know if that was true, but he comes out and he does all the talk show circuits and he's like, he's talking about how, like, this is ridiculous. Just because you listen to this music doesn't mean you're violent or whatever. He's like, it's a character that I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's more nuance than you're giving it credit for, and you know, mm-hmm. the type of music somebody listens to doesn't necessarily it's not going to contribute to any violent acts or whatever. And everybody's like, oh, Marilyn Manson's pretty smart, actually. Mm-hmm. And those are some good points. Meanwhile, he's at home, like, cutting his wife or whatever. Yeah, like making her...
strapping her to a chair and electrifying her or something insane. And it's like
the exact opposite is true. He was a fucking creep the whole time.
I think my thing with the Marilyn Manson, and perhaps this is the Warhol treatment where I'm just making judgments on somebody I don't know anything about because I've never listened to his music.
The beautiful people. The beautiful people.
He seems to me like a lot of not musical talent and a lot of why don't I have a glass eye and some tits and that'll distract people.
Yeah, a lot of smoke and mirrors, a lot of burning crucifixes to distract you from the sound of his voice.
Right. I mean, that's just my uninformed initial like knee-jerk reaction to
it. There are people who have done it better. I've been listening to a lot of Black Sabbath, and there you go. There's a band. Yeah. If you want some... dark, demonic, you know, music. Mm. Although it's still like anti-war and stuff like that. So it's not even, I don't know. But what was Marilyn Manson even singing about?
I could not tell you. I don't know.
Yeah, it was just like imagery.
Yeah.
Like you said, like I got tits.
That was one, he's one of those ones that I feel like meant something to people on a level that I don't, will never understand.
Yeah, very specific demographic. But then again, I can appreciate a troll. You know, freaking out the squares. Like, I get that. I get the appeal of that.
But at the end of the day, if he's just like a run-of-the-mill psychopath torturing animals in his basement.
Well, was he doing? I don't know if he was doing that. I think he was just like kind of on a power trip. I think he's a megalomaniac.
Yeah.
Every time, because people would say all the time that he was really smart. And I used to be like, he seems pompous.
Yeah.
More than smart. But, you know, whatever. If you like Marilyn Manson, hey, I don't give a fuck. Okay? Do you, dog.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Look at this. We did 50 minutes already. I didn't think we'd get through this.
Firing on half a cylinder and we made it through.
Just hungover and sleepy.
I'm just, yeah.
I want to take an edible.
Don't.
Why?
I don't know. Because then you'll get all weird.
What do you mean? What do I do? How do I get weird? Explain to the listeners how I get weird.
You laugh too much.
I laugh too much?
And I don't like it.
Wow. Dave, did you even read the wood carving above our stove?
Shut up.
Laughing is... Live, laugh, love is so funny. I was thinking about this the other day because what's the live part about?
Don't die.
We're all doing that. You know what I mean?
Die, it's laugh, by love.
Yeah.
Yeah, the live, I guess, I don't know. You live in that, you know, live life to the fullest, not like survive.
It's shorthand.
Not survive, laugh, love. Uh-huh. I mean, that's how I feel. Survive, laugh, love is more my speed.
How about you don't tell me what to do?
Me?
No, those signs.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you. I mean, you too.
I used to have one in my house in college above our kitchen doorway that said, eat shit and die.
That's good.
Because we were cool. We weren't like other girls.
Yeah, you go to Spencer's Gifts.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the end of the show, everybody. I hope you had a great time. I hope your lives are going well. Hope everybody's healthy and happy and you're living, laughing, and loving.
Mm-hmm.
So be good to each other. Be kind to each other.
Absolutely.
And
don't forget to subscribe to the Patreon and Ian will get a tattoo on his butt that says my panda, my
toys. No, I don't want that one.
That's so funny.
No. It's also so wordy. So much.
I'm like attached to that now. I think that would be really funny.
I'm
going to
get like something insane, like Garfield, like smoking a blunt on a skateboard.
No, that's too cool. Like, that's cool as hell.
With an American
flag. No, you need something.
What if I got a 9/11 memorial on my ass? What if I got Never Forget with the towers?
That's a contender. But it would have to be like really realistic, like eagle sketching.
I would have to.
Okay, one tower is on one cheek and the other is on the other. And you can kind of like clap them together.
Yeah.
Okay. And make
that's
this,
boobs that
you
did
make
that.
This smoke billow. Okay, yeah, that's where that's coming
from.
Yeah,
somebody put the twin towers on one boob and a plane on the other boob. The huge tits and just slammed the one tit.
Oh my God.
It's not funny to me.
No, it's not right.
Because of all the lives we lost.
It's not right. anyway, folks, write in. Tell us what you would like to see tattooed on Ian's ass.
Yeah. Should it be good or should I go to like a one-star tattoo place where they just tear up my ass?
I mean, I do
just
think...
Just dig into my ass cheeks.
I do think the incentive is for it to be humiliating. Like that, I think that will like that will prove your love for the listener.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'll just get all the Patreon names on my ass.
Oh my God.
Get everybody's name.
In just like really tiny font.
Right, right. Yeah, just keep adding people. We have a limit, you know? Or we get like the 100th subscriber, I get their first and last name tattooed on my ass.
Oh my God.
Something like that.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Okay. Let us know.
Yeah, okay, well.
Okay.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. Bye.